Welcome to All Things in the Name of Love. If you like this show, please like, subscribe, and share. Thanks.
Welcome to another episode of All Things in the Name of Love. And today I have with me a special, amazing soul sister from another mother guest, Aldina Zulo, who I've known for a long, long time. And we've been swirling around and trying to get this going for a long time. And wow, I keep forgetting to press the record button because we keep just going deep and deep and deep. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to my beautiful soul sister, Aldina. Thank you so much for joining me, honey.
I love you so much. I'm so excited. This is my very first interview and it's taken a lot to get me here, you know, because I was terrified. Really, this is like hugest thing and I'm ready. I'm ready to share everything. Yeah, I really am.
So because I've known her since high school, so we're talking like 1983 to 87, we were reflecting on how we've shifted since then. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about your journey so you can share it, because the transformations, like I said before I press record, you look younger than you did when you were in high school. So yeah, please share some of what you feel called to share.
Okay. High school, I was very introverted. Very introverted. I wasn't who I am today, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And the journey that I've been on was one of just a revealing of the depth of pain and hurt that everybody, you know, has endured themselves, because hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. And so all of that, I had no clue about that. And I was always in like this, like, why are people so mean? I didn't understand, you know? And so I had to go through a lot of pain, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of betrayal, but it was all for the highest good, is what I see now. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I've done this spiritual journey where I've given myself, this body and creator of all things, 100% over this body. So mm-hmm, I've mm-hmm. surrendered the ego of Aldina. I'm Aldina, which was my grandmother's name, and I never felt good enough to like be called Aldina. And so throughout this whole journey, I have up-leveled, and through it, I cured myself of cancer. I used to be over 320 pounds.
Wow.
And but that was only one time. Three times in my life, wow, I've either been near or over 300 pounds, because I did the bad diets. I did mm-hmm. all that kind of crazy stuff. But it was only until I moved out to Sedona that I really got truth and started to hear, and I could hear the voice of God. And I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I literally was so innocent, so naive. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I was just good. I was just sweet, you know, and so I didn't have any understanding at all. And my journey led me to understand what was going on in the world and the battle that was occurring. And it was an unbelievable sequence of events that I endured to become who I am today, which is just love. And I'm here to share that with the entire earth. And of course, it goes out. Our vibration is a ripple effect into the entire cosmos. Mm-hmm. And so that is what we're here to do. And so basically, I'm here to say that anybody can do this. Mm-hmm. And that I'm here to show the way. And it literally is walking your walk, being your talk, not saying one thing and doing another. I had to give up meat because my body wouldn't break it down any longer. Mm. Literally, I didn't become a vegan, which I don't even like that term because there's so much mama
Right,
vegan, you know.
right,
I don't
right.
like that term at all. I just say that my body wouldn't break it down any longer. And so I had to stop eating it. And that's how I learned. It wasn't for any other reason, but I was sick. And so that's how I became what I became and started to listen to what I was being told. Like, oh, what is that? I never paid attention. I always had this guidance, but that saved my butt, let me just tell you, in times of emergency. But
Right.
I didn't know. I never paid attention. I thought it was, you know, I didn't understand. And so
Right.
now I see I've always been protected. God has always been with me in my heart. And that us together uniting this time right now was always going to happen. It was always meant to be. The plan worked perfectly. Everything is unfolding perfectly. The fall has to happen. The
Yep.
tower has to crumble of the miscreations that humanity, which is us, have done. I know I haven't been an angel, you know, and
I
I've
haven't either.
certainly learned. Yeah, totally. I've learned, you know, how,
Right.
ooh, that didn't feel good. I won't be doing that again.
Yeah. That's a cool thing. Like I want to bring that point out because my intuition is such a powerful teacher. Like I only need to learn the lesson once and I've got it. Like I've had times where I've ignored my intuition, felt it, actually felt it, and been like, oh no, it's fine. And boy, the consequences. Like, don't need to learn that lesson again. I'm good.
Yeah, and people don't recognize that though. They don't put a direct link to, oh, well, I did this. It didn't make me feel good. And so I'm not going to do it again. They don't understand that it all happens etherically first and then it manifests in the physical body. So if you keep ignoring things that hurt your heart, what happens? Something happens to your heart to stop you. So that's what, you know, that's what I realized. My mom just went through this, that her heart's been hurt so much, so much. And so she actually literally almost died. My mom almost died. She almost died. She went, I'll never forget. I didn't see a picture of it, but she explained it later that her whole body was bloated. She couldn't even see her ankles or her legs anymore. It was just all bloated. She went to the doctor, which I don't agree with, right? Because I'm like, God's our doctor. But they did an exploratory on her and they found that one of her arteries was like 95% blocked. And so in that instant, they put a stent in. And let me just tell you, the bloating like went away in a week. And she just went to the doctor like a week or two ago, and he said that her heart is completely normal. And she's like 85 years old, you know? So God can do anything. The energy can do anything. And I'm here to prove it. I'm here. I have taken the long haul. Okay, I didn't do the band-aid. I didn't do anything like to shrink my stomach. You know, I asked God for help. The information came in and I followed it. I heeded. So how often does that happen where we receive information but we don't really want to do it, so we don't listen, and then the cycle continues perpetually over and over. And that's what they were, you know, the they, you know, that 0.00 per tiny percentage that think that they, you know, can control us. That's over. That's over. Where we've broken through that false matrix, and we are now here as sovereign beings, creating, co-creating with God, creator of all things. And that's another thing I just want to specify. What God means to me. God is not a being of like a man in the sky. God, creator, source, is the source of all things. It is the, so you have creator, created creation. And it's a way that things unfold like a flower, like the trees. We don't do anything and they are beautiful. And so we need to look at that and be like, oh, they're just being, they're not trying to manifest anything. They actually just are, because the perfection of nature is just that, it's perfect. And so this is, you know, I've learned, and I've been out in nature on Kauai for 5 years.
Wow.
5 years.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was terrified. I could barely walk when I got here.
Oh, wow.
And I can remember I was I was procrastinating so bad. I was living in Sedona, and all I wanted to do was in so much pain. All I wanted to do was lay out in the sun. And so that's all I wanted to do. And I was waiting, waiting for the sun. It was raining for 2 weeks solid in Sedona. Finally, I was like, God, what's going on here? And I literally heard, it's going to rain every day until you leave.
Wow.
So the day, so I booked my ticket to Kauai. The day I was leaving, the sun came out. Okay. Not joking. So I got here, and the day before I left, actually, I had this beautiful woman. Her name is Starlight, and she intervened in my life in a humongous way. And she just listened to God, and she, you know, she showed me, and I feel like we're going to have an interview with her, you know, because this is going to be, I feel this is going to be an ongoing thing. We're going to have part one, two, three, and it's going to go into whatever God wants it to be. But she totally intervened and showed me the magic of God, because she's been a clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient since birth.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, can you imagine what that came with,
Ooh.
You know? And, you know, what's so funny is I was like, oh, I'm so glad that's not me. I'm so glad that I don't have that on my shoulders. And then now here I am. And it's like, oh, we're all that.
Yeah.
And she was just there to show the way, to clear the way. Mm-hmm. And so the entire time, that those last days that I was weeks or months, they the God creator, her guidance wouldn't let me see her. Until the very last day,
wow,
before I left. And I was crying. I was so scared because I could have barely walked. I was just terrified, you know?
Yeah.
And she said to me, don't worry. You're going to have angels all along the way. And let me just tell you what. I had angels helping me all along the way, just in every way, helping me with everything and anything, including help me set up my tent, because I camped when I first got here, break down my tent. I mean, just really just amazing things. And finally, after like 2 or 3 weeks of that, I was guided to go to a farmer's market where I met my Lita. And she took me in on her property, and I could see in her eyes that we were sisters. And I kept hearing, get her number, get her number, get her phone number. And I did. And we connected. And when I went to on her property to see her, she invited me to live on her land. She gave me a car to use.
Wow.
To cook dinner for her and her family, vegan, because she was organic and vegan, and asked me if I could cook. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I do, you know, right now. And so that's how it all became easy. And nobody knew but me what I asked God for.
Yep.
And so I had my own glamping tent, my own car, and the second night or day, whatever it was, or somewhere around there, she came to my tent, and she goes, Aldina, and immediately I was like, oh no, she's gonna ask me to leave, you know. And instead she goes, Aldina, the Lords of Light came to me last night and told me to bring you to Kristar's temple.
Wow.
And inside of me, this was like a whoosh, you know, inside of my heart, like, yes, something real, something. And so that is also how this all started, was nobody knew. And then a few days later, I received the insight that she was the snowplow that plowed the way for all of us. And so I learned later on that she had embodied her bodhisattva, and she was a
Wow.
really clear channel to the guardians of the universe. Like, that's a real thing. It's a real thing. And let me tell you what, it put us all through such craziness, because the whole point of it was to get us here. The whole point of everything, because there was misinformation in it, and but that was for us to be the most ultimate refined version of ourselves that could never be fooled again, because that's what happened. So I have that understanding that it was perfect, that I had to use my own heart to navigate. Don't listen to, and even though she's embodied as a her bodhisattva and everything, me, my heart, and throughout a lot of it, I knew there was certain things that didn't add up, that didn't feel right. I saw things, right? And but because I was so innocent and naive and just like, yay,
Right,
finally,
right.
I just was like, okay, I must not know. Whatever, you know, so I just continued on. But that was the real, like it was a training.
Yeah.
It was a training for me not to ever be able to be deceived again.
It is
And
such,
that,
I could address this because, like,
yes,
maintaining our innocence while developing discernment is such, it's such a dance. Because we don't want to shut our hearts down. I mean, I protected mine for 30 years by numbing out and then couldn't do it anymore. And so I started feeling myself again. And then all of these things came in to help me develop that connection with myself. And still innocent, still have that childlike self within me. And but I can see things now because I have that innocence and the discernment to feel when something isn't in alignment anymore.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yeah.
So it's so beautiful that you were gifted this amazing opportunity to maintain, because I know you're like, I feel you've got such a beautiful heart, and I feel your innocence. Your eyes are so light. It speaks to the love that you are. I don't know why, but it just does. And to open yourself up to learn while being in your heart to trust yourself, because you are a source incarnate like I am and everyone else is. It's just, it's such a gift to see you as you are, knowing that you kept that and you've allowed yourself to surrender to the source within yourself. And one of the things we talked about that really I want to bring through, because I don't think a lot of people understand this, is the commands and the intent. I'd love for you to talk about that, because I think that's part of the way you navigated who you into the newest iteration of who you are.
Absolutely. Well, that was something that actually took a while for me to understand, was that in order to be one with God, creator, source, is you really had to, first of all, become the master of your own mind. And so that took in and of itself a very long time to even understand the programming that goes on up here, and it conflicts the God in our heart. And so that was something that really I had to take the mind and bring it down into my heart and be like, oh, that doesn't feel right. What's going on? And so I had to have that all, I had to get that understanding of how the mind tricks us. And even though The heart can trick us also, because I've tricked myself into thinking I was in love with boyfriends, you know what I mean? And it was only until this last, very last relationship that I had that I got to really understand, oh no, it's here. It's a feeling in your heart, the deepest knowing that God's got you, and there's nothing else like it. What was it that you wanted me? Oh, command.
Yeah,
So
the commands.
one of the things that I've grown into, and the understanding is, you have to be on this planet to summon, to invoke, to ask for help. That we needed to grow in our consciousness to be responsible for everything that's going on this planet, and be that on this planet. And those are the laws of the universe, that we have to be on this earth to invoke help from Mother, Father, God. And that means everything. That's the entirety of everything, because you have creator created Mother, Father, right? And it goes from there, right? So we don't have to get into all that, but that is really, most importantly, I had to listen when problems would come to me. I'll give you some examples. So I was blessed when COVID hit. Oh my God, this is so beautiful. When COVID hit, everything shut down. It was supposed to be to hurt us, right? But not for us. I had the time of my life, and I was camping at Anini when Anini Beach at in Kauai when COVID hit, and they made us stay there. And so we didn't have to break down for an entire year. And we also received PUA, which was like a money thing. I received like almost $600 a week for a year. I had so much fun. I had so much fun. My friends, my family. I mean, I just did whatever I wanted. I enjoyed it, and I had the best tent set up. I had my own hot shower. I had a kitchen. I had a tent, and then an outside tent with like a living room all screened in. And so I understood that I was happy. This was perfection. And then there was like a hurricane coming, and they made us all leave. And just for the hurricane, but to batten up your hatches so to speak and make it tight. And so when somebody said to me that it was going to be devastating, and it was a, I forget what they call it, not a stage five, but a level
Oh,
five or
category,
something like
yeah,
that.
category five.
Yeah, whatever. And it was coming, it was heading straight for us, and it was going to really. Yeah. And so the other islands already got hit, and we were in its line of the trajectory of this storm. Okay. And so I just was like sitting with myself, and I just heard, no, this isn't going to happen. And I was asked to do a command, and I did. And I just asked, not even asked, I lovingly commanded that we be kept out of harm's way. And I literally saw like this huge etheric arm from God, out of heaven, out of all, come down and use its finger to move the storm. Okay. We didn't even get hit. We didn't get hit. And not only that, but to confirm what I saw, Christar, which I didn't tell him anything, said, I was tracking the storm. And he goes, and I saw that it really looked like it was gonna hit us head on, straight on. And it was literally like I could see the Doppler move around the island. And then when it got to the other side of the island, it went right back on the trajectory and went straight. And he said it was like an arm out of heaven that came. And I just was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, and that's when it really showed me what I'm doing. You know, that it's real. And because he's such a high being also and has, you know, off the charts of consciousness, that he was guided to share that with me. There was no mistakes. And so that is really what I have surrendered to, is that anyone that brings me this kind of news, oh, okay. And I take it and I go within, and me and God, because you have to be on this planet and you have to talk, because everything we speak, everything you think, every deed you do creates your reality. This is a holographic universe. This is a holographic everything, right? So this is what I'm becoming, and I am in love with being able to just do this magic. One person can save the world, because it's God, you know, and all it takes is God. I want to help.
And we forget that. We've forgotten that. But
absolutely, absolutely.
As I'm feeling the shifts in consciousness, being on the mainland, and navigating that, it's really interesting, because the animals, because I do body talk sessions on animals, and they come in, and one of the things I've heard pretty consistently is they want to shift the relationship from pet owner to animal steward, because they don't want to have that same relationship of codependency. And it's because they're once again, they do this all the time. They lead the way, because they want us to get out of codependency, because it's a model that doesn't serve anyone. Because if you're in a codependent relationship, you can't experience unconditional love within self, let alone from someone, because there's always going to be the conditions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, it's really fascinating how they're done with the model that we've perpetuated for so long.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other part of it that I'm being led to share is that every species of animal comes from somewhere. Okay. They come from, you know, somewhere, and they're incarnated here on Earth to show us love. That's to, you know, we're here to exactly what you're saying, to go from eating them, to go from, you know, controlling them, making them work for us, enslaving them, to we help each other. Any animal brings me so much joy. Like, I am down at Anini, and I'm a target for the mamas and the baby chicks, okay? Because I feed them.
Yeah.
And it is the most, I can't even explain to you the energy that comes in my heart. And when the little baby chicks, they're so innocent and they crawl all over my feet, just eating whatever. But the energy that's in my heart that happens from loving them, when, you know, people will just, like, you know, crush them or eat them or chase them or whatever it is and not care about them, because there's so many of them that they just don't care anymore. You know, I'm not taking my time. No, better take your time with everything. It's time to stop, slow down, and go within, because this energy that we are in is only getting stronger and faster. And it is meant to bring out your pure core spirit essence, because we've been so manipulated. And so it's nobody's fault. And that's the other thing. There's no blame. There's no anger. There's no need for forgiveness. There's none of that. Because to have this deep understanding, you realize our brothers and sisters, including myself, have been manipulated. Our consciousness was hijacked. And so low-jacked. And so that is what we're coming out of.
Yeah.
And another really important part of this was that I had to realize I didn't need it on my shoulders, that I was physically trying to help and help and help. And there was a point where I got really tired and just was like, I'm done. I can't do this. And then I went on a different kind of healing journey where now I understood I needed to take care of me.
Yep.
I needed to cut the cords with everybody. Woo! And then allow God, creator source, to fill my cup back up with the right creations that God, that creator, wanted me to have in my life. And so that's where I am now, is that I don't have any friends. I don't. I have beings that are around me a little bit here and there, but I don't have what I would call anybody is really not my friend. I have people that care about me and love me. But everybody's on their, they're going through their own journey, right? They're going through their own unfoldment perfectly.
Right.
And it's for me to allow that, because I've always had this insight and I wasn't so graceful. And I could just be like, you're lying. You know, instead of, oh, that was for me, only to know and to keep my mouth shut. Because when you point stuff out in people and their consciousness isn't ready, you're hurting them. So that was another part of my refinement, is to understand that you can't just speak what you know.
Right.
You cannot. Yeah. You have to. And if creator, God, source really, really, really wants you to speak, you'll know. You will know. But any other thing, you always have to ask permission. I'm receiving a message. Do you want to hear it? And let them decide. Otherwise, I realize they go to a defensive mode. They're not ready. They're not ready. So I was doing damage. And so now I'm in that spot where I'm allowing everybody to be right where they are. And I love you right where you are, but I can't hang out with you.
Right. No,
yeah.
I completely get it. I've used the phrases frequency and resonance.
Yes.
Because my brain loves quantum physics. That's how I understand the interconnectivity with source. It's just how I think. And so my right brain's in consciousness and in quantum physics. My left brain needs to understand it. It's perfect. So I use frequency, and I see the frequencies of different people because I can feel it. And it's not even like, it can be even off like a hair. And if I just feel that little bit of offness, I'm like, yeah, that's okay. They can be where they're at. I don't need to participate in it. I don't need to hear it. It just doesn't resonate with me. And that's okay, because they're on their journey, I'm on mine. And it frees up so much space from judgment, from trying to understand somebody, from trying to tell them how to change themselves. It's just this gift of deeper peace within myself, because I don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
Not up to me.
It isn't. That's the, you just said it 100%. To actually have trust and faith means you have trust and faith in the process. God, creator, source has got this. We need to do our part, which is our own vibration, which is everything that is going on in the world is kind of like trying to keep our vibes low. Nope. Sorry.
Oh, I felt some fascinating things today. You know, it's the spring equinox today, and I know that's powerful energy anyways.
Yeah.
Doing my ceremony later. I was gifted an opportunity to navigate a really fascinating wave of up and down this morning. And for the first time, it was funny because there was a little stress because of the unknown. And it's okay, because like I immediately went, okay, if there's unknown, I can do many, many things to put out stuff to see what lands. And then I noticed, and I was laughing at myself, because I made myself some golden milk, and then I got some emotional eating. I got some tortilla chips, and I washed myself, and I'm like, huh, I'm doing some like emotional, like this is a pattern.
Yes.
And I mean, the golden milk was fine, but I didn't need the chips. But I also had the grace. I had the grace to say, you know what? It's okay, because I'm seeing it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, now I'm aware of the pattern, because I've seen it before, but I've never actually called myself on it. I'm like, oh, emotional eating. Okay, that's really cool to see. And then it didn't taste as good because I called myself out on it.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that's so fascinating.
That is so funny, because that's one of my biggest journeys was emotional eating, you know, because I had a very traumatic childhood, which that in and of itself is like a full on story, because I was abused, you know, and my father wasn't abusive, but he was abused, right? And so my biggest transformation came from knowing that I had to forgive him, knowing that I had to truly love him. How the hell was I going to do that? Right. So God, so certain things happened, and I had a Palladian light healing session from my beautiful being, Ray, who lives in Sedona. And he revealed some things to me, which I had already known, that my father had abused me. Okay. And so at the end of this session, now I felt some really weird things, and he never touched me. It was a light healing session. I felt lasers going into me.
Oh, wow.
I felt, when he was at my head, I felt my third eye go from darkness to like this golden green screen.
Wow.
It was literally like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he was all done, he goes, I received a message. Do you want to hear it? And I'm like, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he's like, you know, your father, when you were a baby. And I just looked at him. I said, oh, I know. I said, I understand. That night, or the next night, I forget what it was, it didn't matter. I was shown what happened, that before my father embodied, he was pure spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he knew what he was doing before he entered that body.
Okay.
He knew what he was doing, what his job was going to be, because we're here to expose everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to transmute, transform, transcend. And only we could do it, because you know how humanity, the masses, are really, really deep into sleep right now, you know? So I was shown a visual of my father doing bad things to me while I was a baby.
Oh, wow.
In the crib. But this is also what I was shown. And I had blocked it all out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being a baby and having my head turned like this, and I was looking out the window when my father was doing what he was doing, and I could see a being staring my father. So that's what was happening. That's what was happening. Because the vibe was so low, that being could put these awful thoughts and whatever into my father, and it just, you know, my father was eating crappy, and he was a body worker, so he had those chemicals in him, so he could be easily manipulated.
Right.
And that's what was shown to me. And then it was shown to me that my father knew that he was going to die alone, that nobody would love him, that everybody would hate him because of how awful the things that he had done. And that I transcended all of that by my forgiveness, my love, my compassion, that he's my team. He's one of the angels. He's one of God's children. And we were here together to expose that so that I could heal it through this body, because you have to be on this earth to do everything. Mm-hmm. And so, wow, that was one of my biggest moments.
Wow.
And now I have this reverence for my father.
Yeah.
This huge
Yeah.
honor that, wow, the most ultimate sacrifice
Yeah.
that is being made. And so one of the things that happened when I was in Starlight's presence, she could channel. And my grandmother, who I'm named after, who was the light of my life, who showed me mercy, grace, kindness, she showed me all of that. And then she came through, and my father came through, and literally I couldn't speak. This feeling, I'll never forget this feeling inside of me that just kind of welled up like that, and just streams of tears coming down. And the message
Oh.
from him through her was, I love you. I just want you to heal. I just want you to feel good, and I'm sorry. And that just lifted everything up, and it just went on from there. And
Yeah.
after that was the light healing session with Ray. And oh my gosh, it was profound. It was such a profound, but like unusual
Yeah.
way. But it was something that was necessary, because when you heal an aspect, I'm not just healing it in me, I'm healing it for all women that have been that.
Yep.
So that's what I really understand. It's a pattern.
Yep.
It's an energetic pattern that I now broke the cycle. And so, wow, crazy, crazy stuff. It's just, I'm so honored and so, I'm so honored to be here and to be with you and to reunite. This is so perfect.
I
This
know
is
it
just,
is.
I know, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And this is one of my biggest fears too, is to be seen. And because I'm like, who am I? Dina, you know, fat girl. Really, that's how much. Who am I to that I'm gonna come out and spread what? And, you know, what I realize is love. That's what this world needs. We're loving everything and everyone free.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. And yeah, it's simple. It's not all these. This and that and that. It's not any of it. It's just coming back into your heart, and being there instead of here, instead of I have to work, I have to make money. Oh, you don't have money? Oh, look at that car that you're driving. Like, I've endured all of that. And
Yeah.
so I can see how humanity looks at each other. And so that's all the fractionated parts of us that
Yeah.
are being dissolved. Dismantled,
Yeah.
nothing is going to survive that is not fully heart-centered. See, and this is my deepest knowing, and that's why I can have the trust and faith in the way Creator created things. It's that simple. It's that simple. Come back to your heart. Don't worry about this. Don't worry
Right.
about that, because that will bring you that. You have to free yourself of it. Be in love and go have fun. Go do things that make you giggle. Go be with animals. I cannot wait to do our orca adventure, because since I was little, I've had the same dream. I'm in an inner tube in the middle of the ocean with a pod of orcas all around me. And I wasn't scared at all. I was so like, yeah.
They are so freaking divine. So
Oh, I have
divine.
no fear.
So Quellammeshin, their Salish name is people of the sea.
Say it again. Say the name again.
Quellammeshin.
Quellammeshin. Okay.
And they're people of the sea.
People of the sea. Yes, they are.
And I know when I get back up to Orcas Island, I'm going to be kayaking with them.
Oh.
I just feel that. I feel it in my heart, and they're waiting for me. I still feel their energy. They're waiting for me to come back up again this year.
I can feel
And
that.
they are just so, I mean, apex predator, killer whale. I'm like, all whales kill because they eat, right? And what I felt from them, what we were talking about before we got on, was the sonar and the radar is what causes that dissonance within them. And they're tired of it. They're done. Like, they're divine beings. They're here for us, just like bees are here for us. They're like same. I don't know why they came in the same sentence, but like bees and Quelimeshin carry a very high frequency. And when we tune into that, and yes, so seeing them breach is magical, but like actually feeling their energies, they are truly, they're so magical. It's not even, I don't have words for it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all whales are, but there's something just so, I don't have words. It's just incredible.
They're my very favorite. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dolphins and orcas are my very, very favorite. When I went to Canada one time with an ex, and we went to Marineland, and they had the killer whales, and you could feed them. And let me tell you what, my butt went so fast. That was the first place I walked, and I still had my hip. My hips were hurting back then.
Oh wow!
And it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much energy to walk to that mm-hmm. exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Bought my fish, stood in line. I got to touch one. I got to pet it.
Oh my goodness!
And the skin felt like a wetsuit, rubbery kind of thing. It wasn't slimy or anything. Uh-huh. I'll never forget. But I looked in its eye, and it told me how sad it was.
Mm.
And that changed how I looked at the whales in captivity forever,
mm-hmm.
because it told me,
yeah,
I'm sad. This isn't normal. This is, mm-hmm. you captured me. I'm away from my family.
Yeah.
And that's how we as humans are. I know that everybody's gonna raise their consciousness to cows, chickens,
mm-hmm.
little baby lambs. I mean, everything. They have a mama, they have mm-hmm. brothers, they have sisters, right? And so to discount that because you want to eat it, what does that make us?
Yeah.
Right. And so I looked at all that. Mm-hmm. And these words that I'm saying, they're going to hit hard, you know,
yeah.
because it really makes you be like, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
I'm eating someone's baby.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, I literally, that's what, when I shifted from eating animals, it was because of my son. He showed me this movie called Food Inc. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
You don't want to. It showed the abuse of the animals and what they do and how the mainstream treats the animals,
yeah.
and that changed me forever.
Well,
I stopped eating animals then.
What's
and
really
then,
fascinating
you
is
know, with somebody that, do you have to go?
No, I wanted to share something.
Uh-oh.
I was plant-based, gluten, dairy, sugar free for like 12 years.
I actually can't hear you.
Oh.
I'm not sure what's going on. I can't hear.
I heard you getting a call.
Your microphone is unmuted. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
I can barely hear you. Maybe it's that I need to somehow put you back on speakerphone. Let's see. Mute chat. Leave
now.
It doesn't say. Yeah, huh. I can barely hear you.
Okay, I'll speak louder. So
it doesn't matter. It's like I can barely, no, I can't even hear you.
Oh, weird.
Let's see. I don't know. Let me look. Hold on, sweetie.
Okay.
No, I don't know what's going on, but it won't, I can't hear you now.
Okay, well, I guess we're done.
I guess we're done with part one anyway.
Yep, we're done with part one.
And there's so much more. I can mm-hmm. hear you tiny little bit, but it's not enough to, it will make it weird.
Okay, well, I love you dearly.
I love you. And I can't wait to do part two with you. And I'm going to bring Christar on.
Awesome.
And so we're going to get to the magic. We're going to get to these experiences that showed me that it's real, that God's real, that the magic that you have to believe, because only that will bring it forth, the real understanding of the belief that it's real. Mm-hmm. We are God in a body. We're part of that. We are individual expressions of God.
We are.
And so it's a big one to swallow, but I got this one, and so do you. And I love you so much, honey.
I love you so much.
Can you help me redefine truth and preservation of our soul shine? I can feel it, yours and mine. Close your eyes and witness it inside. In your bones, you will know. Trust and let go. And let it flow.